have sort of a safari nuance to it, that little musical bed there. 720 WGN, John Landecker, thank you for joining the program tonight as we welcome a couple of people here. Jungle J. Christie, who's the founder and owner of Safari Lake Geneva, and also Maggie Madden, who's director of conservation. Is that right, Maggie? Hello? Anybody home?
But I mean, there? I'll answer to either.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we sure can.
Okay. So you're Jungle J and you're Maggie. All right. Very good. Now that we've got that straightened out, you are, Jay, the founder and owner of Safari Lake Geneva, which is exactly as it sounds. Could you describe it? I mean, it's a safari. Tell us how it works.
Yes, it sure is. Our guests drive their own vehicles through our property, and see vast herds of animals, much as they would on an actual African safari. However, unlike a real African safari, it's much more interactive because we've got a specially milled grain that we sell that our guests can purchase, and that entices the animals to come right up to their vehicles. So you're coming literally face to face with dozens of different animals from all over the world.
Such as? What, can you give us some examples of what kind of animals are we talking about here?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Half a dozen different types of antelope, some of the world's largest birds like ostriches and emus, multiple members of the camel family, including our one-humped and two-humped varieties, as well as llamas and alpacas. We've also got things that most of us have heard of, but many of us maybe have never actually set eyes on, like the yak or the water buffalo.
Right.
Also, North America's own bison. We also have even such iconic African animals as zebras and giraffes.
That's very attractive, I guess the word that came into my mind. So where are you located exactly?
We're located just about 10 miles southeast of downtown Lake Geneva. Mm-hmm. Just across the border in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
So, Christy, you've wanted to create not only, I mean, it's called a safari, but I think part of what you're going for is a refuge, too, for some of these diminishing breeds. Would I be right in that assumption?
You'd be 100% accurate. Yeah. And this really is the culmination of a lifelong dream, a dream that I probably first had even before I listened to you as a gangly youth growing up on the on the mean streets of Toronto.
Listening
to you on CFTR.
Holy cow!
I would dream about this so it really is the culmination of a lifelong dream.
Well, you got me there with the CFTR reference. I rarely get those, but thanks. thanks for listening. Yes, I was in Canada. So how does all this work, Maggie, with you as director of conservation? How do you fold into or blend into with Jay and the safari?
Sure. I mean, well, Jay got me into this, so I'm but as a family business, really whatever needs to get done, I do. But what my role is, and I try to make it the majority of my role, is to make that connection between the animals that we have at our property and to a greater need for wildlife conservation in the species that we have in the wild. So we support international conservation organizations like Cheetah Conservation Fund and Giraffe Conservation Foundation. And I also contribute to field projects with rattlesnakes and frogs in the Caribbean. So I try to do a little bit more of the on the ground things and also make those connections between us, yes, having animals at our safari park, but also those greater connections to the species we have in the wild.
Hey, well, that's very admirable on both of your parts. That just occurred to me, though, Jungle J, if you want to get a camel, where do you go get them? I mean, the Camel Store? I mean, where does
well,
one
only
find?
Was that easy.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought of that, John. I'm going to look up camels.com as soon as we're done here, see what happens. Or maybe I shouldn't, but I will tell you that virtually all the animals we have were born right here in the U.S. of A.
Really? And, yeah.
And a large percentage actually in the Midwest. And curiously, both of the giraffes we have were both born in Wisconsin. So they're diehard cheeseheads.
Wow. Giraffes, yeah, born in Wisconsin. That's something that I don't normally think of, but it's good to hear.
You know, it might be worth mentioning that the last import of giraffes into the United States was back in 1986. So we don't have any giraffes alive today in the U.S. that can say that they were born on African soil.
Right. But they're still giraffes, and you know, they,
that's right.
If you want to get close to a giraffe, here's the place to go. How large an area does, all of this cover? How big is your, jungle, so to speak?
We own 75 acres, but we're not even using all of that right now. So there's lots of room to expand coming, well, looking forward.
And if people want to take the safari, which I think is really cool, how do they go about that?
Well, it's important that they book online, because mm-hmm. every weekend we have disappointed folks coming up, well, often from the great city of Chicago, in fact, who tell us that they were unaware that you needed to book in advance. But we do sell out every single weekend, so that really is critical. And it's really the least expensive way to come is to also book online, especially on the weekdays when people can save $2 per person when they come on a weekday.
How long does it take to drive the safari trail, so to speak?
Or that depends.
It depends on the person?
Yes, it sure does. And how many times you want to stop and enjoy the animals and feed them, for example.
Right.
You might be well advised to budget about 45 minutes for each time through. We find that the majority of people do like to loop through a second time. We kept the trail short enough that you can come back for provisions, more specifically animal feed, or maybe if you've got little ones and they want to explore our bathrooms, for example. So you're not out there for an excruciating amount of time by any means. And there's also a little something to keep people's attention when they do hop out of their vehicles, because we've going to be debuting an entirely new exhibit next month called Audrey's Amazon Adventure, named after our oldest daughter. But it's actually only the second walk through Squirrel Monkey in the United States, and it's also home to the currently very trendy capybaras that we have, which is the world's largest rodent.
The world's largest rodent. Uh-huh. How large is the world's largest rodent?
The females get even bigger than the males, and we've seen them get up to 150 pounds.
Wait a minute. Cases. Hold on. Now, wait a minute. When I think about a rodent, I think like, you know, a rat or a mouse or something, something along those lines. You know, this sounds like something out of a bad Disney cartoon. You've got a rodent that's 100 and how many pounds? 100 and
oh,
what?
We say it's like on Princess Bride, which is my favorite movie. It's a unusual size.
right. I mean, what qualifies it? I'm like amazed. What qualifies it as a rodent at that with that much weight? I mean, isn't there a
good point?
Cutoff point where you're like past the rodent limit? You're no longer a rodent. You know, you're something else.
Yeah, well, you've got me thinking now, John. They certainly have those characteristic incisors that grow throughout their lives, as most rodents do. I guess if you want to think of something that maybe our North American audience can relate to, it's the beaver, which is the second or third largest rodent in the world.
Right.
So much like a beaver, only even bigger, but without that cumbersome tail.
But how much again? How many pounds did you just quote on the air for?
A big female could be 150 pounds.
Wow. And stand or be how tall, so to speak?
Could be every bit of 2.5 feet tall.
Man. Are they friendly?
Ours are. In fact, they've got a bit of a reputation as being one of the friendliest animals on Earth. And it's not hard to do a Google search and find them.
Really?
Arm in arm, or at least in close proximity to things like waterfowl and turtles, and even the South American version of the alligator, the caiman. Now that said, they're also on more than a few animals' menus, not the least of which being South American predatory animals like jaguars pumas or a big crocodile.
So what you're doing here, I mean, it comes off, you know, Jungle J. Christie, founder and owner of Safari Lake Geneva, which means, sounds like, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to have fun. We're going to do a safari. And yes, we're going to do all those things. But you have a much more serious, if that's the word, or meaningful underlying theme as to the animals that are there. You're there to, what's the term I'm looking for? Maintain the species. Would that be right?
Yes, it is. Some of the animals we have are amongst the rarest animals on Earth. Mm-hmm. Animals like the scimitar-horned oryx and the adex to North African antelope, that one of which was actually absent entirely from the wild. It had become extinct, and it was only because of parks like ours that we were able to reintroduce them into the park, although none actually came from our particular park. So that's a great example of animals that we can keep in trust thousands of miles away from their homeland, but potentially be a reservoir to replenish these diminished or entirely extinct populations.
So hopefully people have been listening to this, and you know, the weather's going to get, it's going to get better real soon, by the way, from what I'm told, fingers crossed. And this sounds like a great activity, a great family activity, you know, kids, adults, whoever, to go on this safari. And you say that they should register online, and where do they do that?
At safarilakegeneva.com.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
This is our 10th season. We opened back in August of 2016.
Well, obviously, there's a market for people who want to go on your safari. See? Very good. Mm-hmm. Jay, thank you for being with us, and you too, Maggie, and I really appreciate it, and hopefully I'll see you on a safari someday soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you.
You betcha.